This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. 68th Parliament Day marked with call for stronger coordination among state organs. Nepal appreciates Saudi Arabia's gesture of pardoning 33 Nepali prisoners. Environment Minister highlights mountain and glacier conservation at Global Climate Conference. And 14 children killed in Pakistan tuition center roof collapse. Now the news in detail. Various programs have been held to mark the 68th Parliament Day. At a ceremony in Singhadarbar yesterday, Speaker Dol Prasad Arial stressed the need for close coordination among the three organs of the state, executive, legislature and judiciary to strengthen good governance, control corruption and accelerate national development while calling for an environment that encourages Nepalese abroad to return and contribute to the country's progress. On the occasion, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal said the Federal Parliament should reflect the aspirations and expectations of the people and urged lawmakers to make parliamentary debates fact-based, dignified and focused on public interest. Similarly, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobita Gautam also stressed that parliamentary discussions should centre on people's issues, calling on lawmakers to uphold the dignity of Parliament through responsible language, conduct and behaviour. President Ramchandra Paudal has said Nepal's values are rooted in service, compassion, humanity and peace, calling on everyone to promote cooperation, harmony and tolerance for global peace and human welfare. Addressing a program organized by the Rotary Club of Bhadgaon at Sital Nivas yesterday, President Paudal said selfless service to humanity is the highest form of duty and praised Rotary International's contributions, saying its work remains highly relevant in the current global context. On the occasion, 14 former district governors and founding presidents of the Rotary Clubs were honored. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal has said the government is giving special priority to effective and results-oriented development diplomacy to Nepal to support Nepal's economic transformation. Addressing the 5th Yadunath Khanal lecture series in Kathmandu, Minister Khanal said Nepal's diplomatic missions are increasingly focusing on economic diplomacy, trade, investment, tourism, technology partnerships and expanding market access, adding that the country's foreign policy must adapt to changing global geopolitical and geo-economic realities while remaining firmly rooted in national interest. The minister reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to the principles of the United Nations Charter, Panchasil, non-alignment and peaceful coexistence. He also said protecting the welfare of Nepali citizens living and working abroad remains one of the government's top foreign policy priorities. Separately, newly appointed Russian ambassador to Nepal, Alexei Vladimirovich Surochev, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Khanal. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the two sides discussed Nepal-Russia relations, preparations to mark the 70th anniversary of diplomatic ties between the two countries, and issues concerning Nepali nationals serving in the Russian army. In the meantime, the government of Nepal has welcomed the decision of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to grant a royal pardon to 33 Nepali inmates on the occasion of Ramadan. In a statement, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs expressed appreciation to the Saudi government, describing the gesture as a reflection of the long-standing friendship and cordial bilateral relations between the two countries. The released inmates will return home after completing the required legal procedures in Saudi Arabia. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration has sought clarifications from civil servants who remained absent from duty after obtaining foreign residency status. The ministry said four employees failed to return to work after they approved leave approved leave ended and are suspected of violating the Civil Service Act, which prohibits serving civil servants from applying for permanent residency abroad. They have been asked to submit explanations with supporting documents within 15 days, failing which disciplinary action may be taken. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha has said the government is modernizing the postal service into a reliable, technology-based government courier system to deliver public services directly to the citizens' homes. Addressing a high-level dialogue on postal service modernization in Kathmandu, the minister said home delivery of passports, driving licenses, and other government documents has made public service delivery more efficient while increasing trust in government services. Separately, addressing the 26th anniversary of the Film Development Board, Minister Dr. Timmal Sinha said the government is committed to strengthening the Nepali film industry through practical laws, policies and programs. He said suggestions from filmmakers and other stakeholders will be incorporated into the proposed film bill to ensure it addresses the sector's needs and supports its long-term development. Meanwhile, during an inspection of Nepal Telecom's Information Technology Directorate and Business Support System in Sundara, Minister Dr. Timmal Sinha directed the state-owned telecom company to make its services more efficient, transparent and digitally driven. He also instructed to strengthen the securities of customers' personal data and simplify service procedures by ending the practice of repeatedly asking customers to submit the same documents. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary has called for mountains and glacier conservation to be placed at the center of the global climate agenda. Addressing the 7th Climate and Sustainable Development Goals Conference in Bangkok, Thailand, Minister Chaudhary said Nepal is among the countries most vulnerable to climate change despite contributing only a negligible share of the global greenhouse gas emissions. She stressed that coordinated implementation of climate commitments and the Sustainable Development Goals is essential for countries with limited resources. The minister also urged the international community to provide adequate, predictable and grant-based climate finance, including support through the Loss and Damage Fund to help vulnerable communities. She further called for greater international market access for organic products from least developed, landlocked and mountainous countries, including Nepal. The Ministry of Youth, Labour and Employment has launched a nationwide campaign to curb fraud, cybercrime and financial exploitations linked to foreign employment. Minister Ramji Yadav unveiled the Operation Illegal Agent Cleanup Towards Safer Migration digital platform, including a website and mobile app to help identify and act against illegal recruitment agents. The minister also said work is underway to resolve long-pending foreign employment fraud cases dating back to 1999. Furthermore, he added that the ministry is expanding the Foreign Employment Management Information System to all 753 local levels. The Nepal Oil Corporation has revised the prices of petroleum products following a decline in international fuel prices. Under the revised rates, petrol has been reduced by 20 rupees per litre, while diesel and kerosene have been cut by 30 rupees per litre. The price of a 14.2-kilogram cooking gas cylinder has now been lowered by 100 rupees per cylinder. The corporation has also reduced the prices of domestic and international aviation fuel. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. At least 14 children have been killed and several others injured after the roof of a private tuition center collapsed in Lahore, Pakistan. The incident occurred in Khana area of the city while children were attending classes. According to the AFP news agency, the children who died in the collapse were between 4 and 12 years old. Rescue teams completed search operations within about an hour, while those injured were taken to the hospital for treatment. Police have arrested the owner of the tuition center and another individual as investigations continue. Initial findings suggest that the roof of the aging building collapsed during repair work, with authorities suspecting poor construction quality. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif expressed grief over the loss of lives, directed authorities to ensure proper medical treatment for the injured, and called for a transparent investigation into the incident. Now, the weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain overcast throughout the country today. There is a chance of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region. Many places in the hilly region and a few places in the Tarai region are likely to receive moderate rain with thunder and lightning. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. The division has also stated that the monsoon has advanced over the remaining parts of Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as over the entire Karnali and Sudurpashim provinces, and is currently influencing the entire country. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. 68th Parliament Day marked with call for stronger coordination among state organs. Nepal appreciates Saudi Arabia's gesture of pardoning 33 Nepali prisoners. Environment Minister highlights mountain and glacier conservation at Global Climate Conference. And 14 children killed in Pakistan tuition center roof collapse. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.